I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Kids need role models. That's especially true in African-American households where so many families are headed by single parents. For over a century, the organization Big Brothers Big Sisters has found role models or mentors for kids who might not have them at home. But now the group has hit a wall. More than one in three kids served by Big Brothers are African-American, but only 15% of its volunteers are Black, and just a third of those are men. For more, I spoke with Lowell Perry, who runs the Middle Tennessee Big Brothers Big Sisters. He told me why their shortage of Black volunteers is such a problem.
We like to have a mentor any way that we can find one. However, in the African-American community, only a Black man can teach a Black boy to be a man at some point. You know, you've got to see a man in order to be a man.
You are working on a very unusual plan to find money to attract more African-American volunteers. Tell me about it.
Here in Tennessee, for instance, there is a legislature being considered right now calling for 0.5% of the corrections budget to go toward mentoring children of prisoners, where we find an extraordinary number of African-Americans. With this kind of an investment, 0.5% to keep kids out of the prison system, you know, it's a small price to pay for the cost later, because we're losing a generation of young men. We may have already lost one in working on the second or third.
Where does the sort of template for doing this kind of an outreach with the Department of Corrections come from?
Well, actually, it came from Reverend Wilson Good, who heads the Amachi Institute. He's a former mayor of Philadelphia, a former child of an incarcerated parent himself. And he threw this idea out, and I just ran with it. And because of some of the connections that I had, we decided to run it up the flagpole and see what kind of traction we can get. And it's gaining a lot of momentum, and we remain cautiously optimistic that we're going to be very successful and perhaps create a model for the rest of the country.
So do you see this as something that really is going to help reshape how Big Brothers Big Sisters does its work if it's successful?
I think that it's part of an evolution that Big Brothers Big Sisters has to embark upon and be diligent with, because of the statistics that you stated earlier. I mean, those figures that you gave are current figures. However, the number of children that are coming into the system that are brought to us every day are probably twice those numbers.
When you say kids are brought to you, what are the ways that kids come into the system of working as a, you know, a little sister or a little brother? It sounds like, in addition to parents saying, oh, I want my kid to participate, you also have other forms of outreach?
As you indicated, we do serve a lot of single-parent situations, and so they come to us because of the reputation. Big Brothers Big Sisters is over 100 years old. We also get referrals coming in from schools, from the principals, the guidance counselors. As far as those children of incarcerated parents, we actually go into the prisons and recruit referrals from the inmates themselves in both the women's and the men's facilities.
On a final note, when you think of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and what it has to give back, maybe you can share a story about either a mentor or a child and how they've been transformed by this experience.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters is the gold standard for the whole idea of one-to-one mentoring. And for instance, here we had a situation where Miss Savannah, an 80-year-old grandmother, lost her daughter to violence in the community. And only a few weeks prior to that, her daughter's husband was also killed, leaving two twin 8-year-olds behind that she was now in charge of having to take care of. She brought Dewana and Dwight to the program. Dewana in particular has thrived. We matched her with Shirley, a retired school teacher who actually was just recognized as one of the heroes in our midst. Dewana, they've been together about 5 or 6 years. She actually scored the highest in her school on her TCAPS. She's planning on college and a career and doing some things that might not have happened.
Well, that is certainly a great story. And Lowell Perry, thank you so much.
Hey, it is my sincere pleasure.
Lowell Perry is Chief Executive Officer of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Middle Tennessee. He joined me from Spotland Productions in Nashville.